One bloke I saw commentating on, at least I heard him anyway, Todd Woodbridge, captain of the Ones down there at Channel 9. He joined us on the line. Welcome to you, Todd.
G'day, gents. How are you?
We're going pretty well.
I was a bit disappointed by Tomo against Jono. Yeah. And Steve Johnson was more or less playing on one leg. And it goes to show that if you're prepared to take risks when you get into the back end of big matches or any sporting engagement that you might be put yourself in, you have a chance of winning. And poor old Tomo got so defensive at those crucial moments and thus lost in five. So it was 4 hours of time out there that I thought we would have another Aussie through, but not to be.
It's been a shocking build-up, probably the worst ever, and nothing came close to it. Do you think it's recovered to a degree?
I think we're recovering, Jared. I think all of us have sort of, I know the oxygen was taken out of the tournament this last week, and it's, you know, trying to get it built back. And you throw in the fact that we went to 50% capacity in the main stadiums, not in the grounds like you were just talking about. And there's all these, but there's been these hits everywhere. And now it's about getting some tennis stories going. And you just mentioned Maddie Inglis, which was absolutely brilliant win for her today to beat the US Open finalist of last year. And look, I'm on the Kyrgios match to come tonight, and he's always good for the ignition, the starter, you know, the firelight of the tournament to get us going. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can bring.
What about within the halls of Tennis Australia itself, who have been front and centre of all manner of negative feedback? How are they coping, the workers?
Well, I think everybody, the workers themselves, it's about getting this tournament up. You've been around the site. It looks absolutely spectacular.
Yep, it does.
That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in a month or 3 weeks. This takes 8-9 months of planning. Basically, when the tournament stops, it starts again. And about how it's going to look better, what can we do better? And I think everybody has realised that this is still the tennis tournament, still the Australian Open. There was talk about the Open might go somewhere else, it's going to hurt it. That's absolute rubbish. The tournament will stay here, and it'll continue to get better. And it will be, as we get into day three, day four, it will be about the tennis stories that unfold. And I think everybody that's working here understands that. We've all been around long enough that something will happen. And look, you look at the US Open, Raducanu, Fernandez, there was no Serena, there was no Venus, but there were still brilliant stories, and that is still to come here.
Just noticing Channel 9 News is on behind us, Todd. The Tennis Australia board has been silent. Too silent, in my view, but they have put out a press statement, according to the Channel 9 News.
We'll bring that to you as soon as we can.
Commending Craig Tiley for his efforts. So clearly they're feeling the heat and they feel like they need to support their man who has come under all manner of pressure.
Yeah, I've read the statement. It came out about 10 minutes ago. So it was a united front from the board, the chair, to support Craig and the entire team that you just asked about, of putting it all together. These have been ridiculously difficult times. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of them. I've chatted with you all the way through this build-up of when we talked about with Novak becoming, you know, 2 months ago. And at that time, there was so many different rules, so many government changes, both state and then federal. And so I think when we get down and we drill into it, it's just been like our last 12, 18, 20 months of life, where every week we get a new rule played down. I think that's the difficulty that Tennis Australia have had to play under. And their job was to get the best field that they possibly could here. And then we've seen it all play out. We're hopefully past even having to discuss it.
Jared, part of that statement, just really quickly, the board and the Members Association commend the Tennis Australia CEO and the entire Tennis Australia team for their hard work and dedication to delivering a spectacular summer of tennis. As the Australian tennis family, we recognise that recent events have been a significant distraction for everyone, and we deeply regret the impact that this has had on all players.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be further inquiries and further statements come out, but it was interesting, Todd, that the French Open were absolutely unequivocal, not vaxxed, don't come. And ultimately, I think when you have your own review, when Craig does his review, I think they will have to come up with a finding that the minute you blinked on that was the minute you lost control.
Yeah, interesting. I think in hindsight, you know, people will agree with that statement from you, Jerry. But if you go back 4 to 5 days ago, the French actually didn't have that rule in place. And once what happened here, they've now jumped on that. And I spoke to Neil Mitchell yesterday about this before it was confirmed that the French were going to do this. And they'd actually it's come about by what has happened here. It's actually cemented in all other parts of sports and countries that are going to be playing tennis, and probably other sports as well, that they don't want to have to go through this. So it's been a game changer globally, not just here in Australia, what has happened.
And this is the problem that I think all of us who were frustrated pre-Christmas had with you changing the rules, not you personally, but Tennis Australia. It wasn't originally a no jab, no play. And then all of a sudden it became a slight opening for those who wanted to come in that weren't vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at it in that perspective, you along this little changing journey, the New South Wales government and the state, they then allowed non-vaccinated people into venues. All sorts of things like that started to change, and even the government here started to talk about that. So that's the difficulty that the body here, that TA, had to face. So one way or the other, we're where we are now, and I think it'd be great if we can get past it now and actually focus on the tennising stories that are about to come through, because we're not going to solve Novak's issue. He's going to have to solve that himself, and we'll see what plays out. You know, his tennis legacy is sitting on the table, and it'll be up to him to decide, you know, what happens with the rest of his story.
So some of those tennis stories, Ash Barty obviously on the women's side, breeze through last night, Todd. Who on the men's side do you give the best chance of going the furthest? We've got the Demon and Kyrgios up tonight.
Well, I think Medvedev cruised through today. He was a bit like Ash Barty in terms of the way that he played. Rafa was really good yesterday. There's Jannik Sinner. He won today.
Looked good.
He looked really good. So he's that sort of long shot that can go to semis, and you're just not quite sure what extra he might have at this point. But, you know, I've picked Zverev to win a major. I think this is going to be his opportunity at this tournament, particularly now that Novak has gone. He can beat the rest of the field, that's for sure. But it's opened it up for Rafa. His prep has been absolutely perfect coming here. Got here early, wins the first lead-in tournament, has a week off to get the body back in shape, plays well in his opening round. Everything sort of, you know, he flies under the radar. Novak does his thing. He's got the experience. It's going to be intriguing to see what happens in the men's side.
So Rafa wins the Australian Open. I'm just painting the picture here. Rafa wins the Australian Open.
Goes to 21.
Goes to 21, and then he has got the French. So that means he generally 22. Goes to 22. I mean, surely that means that Novak gets a little needle in the arm. Otherwise, he's going to kiss goodbye the legacy that you talked about.
The jab in the arm is an incentive or actually get vaccinated?
Well,
let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question, Jared? Is the legacy, are you the greatest if you have the more tournament wins, or is it a whole package that goes?
We've had the discussion long into many nights, Todd. You know that. But
what's the answer? What's the answer then?
Well, ultimately,
it's the package.
There is two ways to do it. If you don't like Novak, you go the package.
No, I'm not asking about that. I'm asking what you think.
Well, I think the only definitive one is the titles.
Now you think it's just numbers?
Well, I think
I'm disappointed.
That's the only definitive way. Otherwise, it's all subjective.
Speaking of definitive, can we settle this bet now? Todd, I'm taking you back to November 16.
Yep. Right. I feel like I'm going to lose this, am I?
Take a listen. It'd have to be a huge change of circumstances for him to come.
I would think he'll be here.
That's my
gut.
I'm going by my gut. I've said this all along the last few weeks. I would be very surprised if he didn't.
Todd, I'm happy to offer you a wager. I'm happy to offer you odds as well, because I reckon he's Buckley's and none to come.
You know, he's still got time. There's no doubt.
We'll
have another conversation about
this. Just looking at Dan Murphy's online in the Penfold section, Jared. I'm sure Todd's got a bit of it in his cellar, so we might have to make it interesting.
Mate, I thought you were a bit more of a Penfold Max's man. I can afford that.
Oh, that's a sledge to use.
Yeah, it was a sledge, but I'm happy with, you be the arbiter here, Jared.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between a Penfold Max and a Grange, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't quite be able to tell you, but I suspect it's a $50 bottle. That'll settle it for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I reckon we can go 407. 707, you know,
probably extended it too much. That was on November the 16th. You had that gut feeling, Todd.
Yeah, that was a pretty good gut, Todd.
Yeah, well, I thought he'd be playing. I didn't think he'd just come down for a quick visit.
No, but you were pretty confident he was getting in, though.
Yeah, well, I felt all along that there was going to be
an opportunity for him to be here, but not in the way that it played out.
Wow.
Not in the way that it played out.
Are you disappointed that Cocky's not lining up tomorrow night against Rafa? I am, I must admit. I just thought it was going to light the joint up.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's interesting how experience and different things play out. You know, he goes and wins in Adelaide, which was fantastic. He had to keep playing over there, keep momentum after making the semis in the first week. But when he got here, he went with old instincts and feelings. So he went to play on court three. And I chatted with Leighton about this, and we think that might have been a little bit of a mistake, because he'd been playing in Adelaide in conditions that were more like indoors with the covered roof.
Yep.
Now, if he'd have gone into John Cain Arena, that even with that roof open, it's a different environment. And you'll understand this from the way that the MCG plays to whatever we call it down at Docklands these days.
Marvel.
It's different. Marvel. And that he's gone out onto court three, swirly court, difficult conditions, having to make a change, no matter whether you come from Adelaide to here, it's going to be very different. And that was a mistake of experience. He needed to go to something that was more similar to Adelaide. He probably could have had the choice to say to the referee's office, oh, I wouldn't mind which court I play on, you know, could I play on that one? And I'm sure they would have tried to help that. So, you know, next time round, he'll have learnt from that. But, you know, look, it's been a great start to a season for him, but it would have been better to have him on tomorrow night.
So as you leave us, Toddy, you're more disappointed in that performance and missing out on Cocky perhaps taking on Rafa, or the second-year apprentice down at Royal Melbourne who put the poison in the spray.
Oh, you haven't gone to Royal.
And killed off a couple of greens, maybe six.
Yeah, that was... That's a disappointing one. 9 of 18, I think.
9 of 18.
So there'll be some work to do. I don't want to make anybody feel any worse than they already do. Could you imagine the scenario there at the moment? Let's hope it doesn't take long to repair. We'll get back. You know what? If I took Scoot back down there, he might make a putt now.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a nice whack on the way out again. Yeah. Well, you're the captain of the twos. That's the role of the captain of the ones
just clipped me.
Nice work, Captain.
Thanks, Todd.
Sorry, Scoot.
Yeah.
Good on you guys. Yeah. Thank you.